mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, this year is just hurtling past us, and I guess we're hurtling along with Father Time. Already Wednesday, the 24th day of May, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast and get into masses of vital news and information. We also have an author joining us to talk about where all that Nazi capital went, the looted capital of Europe, where it went after World War II and Nazi influences in our culture today and some of the stay-behind networks that the Nazis left in this country, i.e. the Bush family. So that is coming up in the second hour. We will have open phones, as I said, throughout the broadcast. I promised you yesterday that we would have a detailed report about the documented evidence that FEMA in 13,000-plus counties, almost every U.S. county, is brainwashing and conditioning and swearing in, basically hiring the pastors in your town to covertly preach from the pulpit, to never question the government, to turn your guns in, to go into quarantine, to go into relocation camps. We've got a bunch of the training manuals and internal training manuals up on the website. One of them is like, I don't know, 30-something pages long. We're busy scanning that in right now to add it to the article that Paul Watson has written. Talk about burning the candle at both ends. He did a great job yesterday. I think he wrote three articles, updated the site, and he's working on a book at the same time. He knows the time is short. The globalists know the time is short. We are fighting them at point-blank range here in the info war. That's up on prisonplanet.com right now. More details on that today. It's up to you now, the listeners, to go get the article, to email it to everyone, to print it off with the documents, to put a folder together, to take it to your pastor and say, are you part of this program? Are you involved in this? Have you signed up for this? Are you preaching what the government tells you to preach? I mean, this is so un-American from every angle. It is so clearly authoritarian. It is so clearly despotic. It is so clearly a serious signpost on the road to total and complete tyranny. I just can't even describe with words how textbook dictatorship, textbook Soviet Nazi bloc this is. I'm just speechless, but it's par for the course in the new America. Vicente Fox is up in Utah. The Utah leaders are calling for total open borders and the end of sovereignty. Lou Dobbs admits it's part of the Oslo plan to get rid of the United States. Yes, now even Lou Dobbs has covered it. His ratings will only continue to explode to number one, of course, and number one in his time slot right now because he tells a little bit of the truth. You see, people want the truth. This is not that radical of a broadcast. We just cover the facts. I'm sorry, the facts are they're building FEMA camps for all of us. The facts are they're training the BATF to confiscate guns nationwide with local tattletale squads and the police. The truth is we have a corrupt, criminally insane elite running things. Also coming up, some really good news here. One of the inventors of the net headline, web inventor warns of dark net, and no, it's not Al Gore. The web should remain neutral and resist attempts to fragment it into different services, web inventor Sir Tim Berners-Lee has said. We're going to try to get him on. Recent attempts in the U.S. to try to change from different levels of online access web were not part of the internet model, he said in Edinburgh. Now, for those that don't know, this is BBC. The net within a year and a half could be completely shut down. Now, you can ignore me like most people in mainstream do, and then later pull your hair out and scream that I was right, or you can fight this now. They are already doing it, okay? And I keep saying I want to get into more details on this. We'll do that after the break, and we'll get into all the new Iran information. The internet is about to die. The gun is to its head. The hammer is cocked. The finger is tightening on the trigger. I'm not joking. You will not be able to access my websites very soon. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the author of Nazi Hydra in America joining us in the next hour. Nazi Stay Behind Networks and Capital in the Western World, predominantly in the United States after World War II. That's coming up. I want to get into Iran. Sources are reporting that Iran believes Israel to strike within the year. Tehran planning retaliation against U.S. and British interest. We'll get into that report. Iranian president promises historic slap to ending attacker. I say, how dare him? If 200 plus sites are bombed, including with many nukes, I say they lay there and thank us for it and send us flowers. If they don't, they're evil. Can you imagine someone saying they'll fight back if they're attacked? These people are the scum of the earth. It's unbelievable. They are so bad, and they don't run white slavery kidnapping rings like the Israelis, the Saudis, the Turks, all of our best allies. That's why they're bad, too. Of course, I'm being sarcastic here, ladies and gentlemen. Iran's certainly not perfect, but compared to our allies in Egypt and other places, Saudi Arabia, Israel, they are as pure as the driven snow. We'll get into that later. Also, we have a big report out about how preachers in 13,000-plus counties all over the country have been secretly signed on to FEMA to then give dissertations during their Sunday and Wednesday services to tell their flock to turn their guns in, to submit to FEMA, to go into the camps, to turn the, I mean, this is unbelievable. We'll be getting into that report, and we have the documents as well. There was a big fear-mongering operation yesterday about how there was human-to-human transmission in Indonesia. We were all dead. Only martial law would keep us safe. And within hours of that report, don't worry, the scientists that reported this will get big World Health Organization funding now, like they always do for these hoaxes. But it helps heighten all the fear. Within just a few hours, it was reported that they tested the individuals, and indeed, it's not human-to-human transmission of the vaunted, the deadly, the dastardly bird flu. Of course, almost all flus on the planet that humans are able to contract actually comes from birds to begin with, and Asia is the main breeding ground for this. But now, for time immemorial, we'll endlessly be in fear of the wicked bird flu. This is Reuters. No sign of bird flu mutation in Indonesia case. World Health Organization says limited human-to-human transmission of bird flu might have occurred in an Indonesian family, but there is no evidence the virus has mutated to allow it to pass easily among people. The World Health Organization said fears of human-to-human transmission pushed down European shares and boosted demand for safe haven bonds on Wednesday, lifting benchmark Bund futures to their highest in more than 6 weeks. The dollar rose against the yen. Oh, the dollar finally rose a little. Concerns have been growing about the case in North Sumatra, in which 7 family members from a village died this month. The case is the largest family cluster known to date, the World Health Organization reported. And then I have other reports here about how they quarantined thousands, and we'll be getting into that as well. But before I go any further, let me just read to you a few paragraphs from the BBC Today. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Web inventor warns of dark net. That's the headline. The normal customary headline, I've literally seen it probably, I don't know, 15, 20 times in the last 3 years, is the internet is dead, the net is dead, the web is dead. Just type that into Google and you'll read them chortling and having little victory celebrations at the Internet 2 meeting. What, 3 years ago in Austin, no, 3 years ago in England, 2 years ago in Austin, and then I think it was in Chicago last year. And they say, we're going to shut the web down, and the CEOs actually get up and say, we're going to force everyone to only use our systems, and they're going to pay hundreds of dollars a month just to get on the web, and we'll be able to block out most of the internet and only send people to the establishment sites. So this is the official stated plan with the U.S. government setting it up. Of course, the U.S. and British and European governments developed it as the ARPANET, the DARPANET, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. No one person can say they invented it. Al Gore, in the early 90s, as a senator, right before he got elected vice president in 1993, did help put through funding that opened it up to the general public on a wider scale. Before, it was kind of, I guess, the BBS systems, kind of the little web posting systems, which I never even got into or knew how to use. But I remember people like my father and others who were on it, you know, back in the early 1990s and even before. But the gentleman who is speaking out, if anybody can be called the father of the Internet, he really is the individual who set up the modern architecture that we all use today. So you can certainly call him one of the chief progenitors of the Internet. Web inventor warns of dark net. The web should remain neutral and resist attempts to fragment it into different services. Web inventor Sir Tim Berners-Lee has said, recent attempts in the U.S. to try to change for different levels or charge for different levels of online access web were not part of the Internet model, he said in Edinburgh. He warned that if the U.S. decided to go ahead with the two-tier Internet or Internet 2 network, would enter a dark period. Sir Tim was speaking at the start of a conference on the future of the web. What's very important from my point of view is that there is one web, he said. Anyone that tries to chop it into two will find that their piece looks very boring. an equal net, he said. The British scientists developed the web in 89 as an academic tool to allow scientists to share data. Since then, it has exploded into every area of life. However, as it has begun to grow, there have been increasingly diverse opinions on how it should evolve. That is, global corporate crime interests are openly taking it over and saying they are. The World Wide Web Consortium, of which Sir Tim is the director, believes in an open model, or Internet neutrality. We'll break that down in a moment. This is based on the concept of network neutrality, where everyone has the same level of access to the web, and that all data moving around the web is treated equally. Now to explain that, remember about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, about 40% of people on the web for 2 weeks couldn't get to Infowars.com and thousands of other sites. That was because Level 2 and Cogent, two big peer-to-peer, just command and control hubs, to boil it down to layman's terms, decided to have a war with each other. And one of the companies simply shut off its feeds to Cogent, and the two were supposed to send traffic back and forth across to each other peer-to-peer. This is very similar to what the Spanish are doing in Texas. The Spanish government's backed Centra. They have paid off the politicians, and they're openly seizing control by fiat of 8,000 miles of roads. That's the majority of the roads in Texas, and they're going to place a $3 a gallon, that's what it equals out to, a gallon tax on all mobility. That's what they say it's going to start at, and it's now beginning, and the corresponding laws are traveling through the legislature right now to put transponders and all inspection stickers to Texas via wireless systems. The Internet are roads, and it's the equivalent of every time you get to a city or to a mix master, to an exchange, there is a massive toll road set up that was going to charge you, say, $15, as they do in some areas of the East. $10 to even $15 now. They've raised some of the tolls to go across bridges and through tunnels from 8 to 12 to even 15 in some cases. So it's very similar. They just seize control of these hubs, and then they just say, sorry, we're only going to give preferential treatment to Time Warner, ABC, Cap Cities, Fox, all of these groups. And when you go read what Internet 2 is saying, this is what they're doing. 40 corporations, and it was 50, and now I'm told they've expanded it, academic institutions, that's how the government conduits tens of billions of dollars through those institutions, and the universities build the hubs, and it's basically given to the corporations, and they say, don't worry, on Internet 2, it'll be like MySpace. That's why we wrote the article, MySpace, Trojan Horse for Taking Over the Net. That did get picked up, by the way, by Time Magazine and even the San Francisco Chronicle. That's how good that article was that Paul and I put out. I'm proud of our research, but they even had to quote us and had to respond and say, wow, this is really true, because of you, the listeners, getting that article and getting it out, it really woke up a lot of people. I'm proud of that. But again, I digress. Let me get back to what I was going to cover here. What happens is as the traffic goes down the web, they're going to say, well, you get to have, say, Time Warner / Infowars / com or whatever. And then you sign an agreement to be on their platform, and their advertising is on it. They have keyword robots and spiders, that's what those programs are called, that block out certain postings, certain videos, certain statements, just like China has, just like Google and Yahoo and others have done in China with their government. And they're, understand, this is not my opinion. They're saying this. And they're saying that no more net video, no more email for free. And again, you pay for that with your web subscription. When you pay $70 a month for cable modem, you pay $35 or $50, depending on where you are, for DSL. You pay $10 for dial-up. You see, that pays for it. The net has held up the telecommunications industry. The net has been the only thing in our economy still operating since the dot-com bust, and now the net is bigger financially than it was before the bust of 2001. So we're paying our way. By the net remaining free, we mean the flow of information. And so they're going to go in and build dams everywhere they are, and they're going to literally, and they said this 5 years ago, I remember first reading this in industry documents, they're going to shut down all of the major switching hubs, not upgrade them, shut them down. This is official. I want to keep repeating that. This is official. and the net just will not be there. And then, oh, you can come pay, they're talking about $80 to $100 to begin with for this new premium net, and then you'll get your video and your free email and everything else, but it won't be free. And how many of you will pay $100 to be able to go to InfoWars.com? Now you understand.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is from the BBC concerning Internet 2. They come right out and admit that you will have to pay. It says the two-tier system would mean that people would only have full access to those portions of the Internet that they pay for, and you'd have to select those. You'd never even be able to discover the entire Internet, and that some companies would be given priority over others. And then again, you have to sign agreements waiving your free speech rights when you sign up to be on the mainline internet that the general public is actually even able to access. This is so unbelievable. The government built the net, they designed the net, they handed it over to industry. Do you think the New World Order likes it that when you type 9/11/9/111 into a search engine, that all of the first links that come up are the government did it, the government was involved, here's all the evidence? Do you like the fact that you type globalism in and the first links that come up are exposing the New World Order? Folks that aren't savvy to this, that means that's what's getting the most traffic. In fact, what the media calls conspiracy, what we call alternative real news, is now on the verge of surpassing pornography that for the last 10 years has been the most dominant type of content on the internet. We are currently number two, about to be number one. Every day, hundreds of new patriot truth-telling websites go up globally. The establishment cannot allow this to happen. Last year, we learned from Jim Tucker and Daniel Estulon and others that got documents out of Bilderberg from some of the employees and others who were working inside, was they're very upset about the internet and want to tax it and regulate it. They're talking about a penny an email. That will kill email internet lists. That will kill Yahoo lists. That will kill that out of hand. They are attacking every baseline of the web now. Notice how the media, mainstream media, constantly demonizes it. Talks about how dangerous it is. Talks about how dangerous it is to spend money on it. Talks about how it needs to be regulated. But statistically, you look at the facts, it isn't the internet that's doing this. It's the government selling data to private corporations. Bank of America losing 3 million customers. 26 million vets having their data stolen. All of that is happening via employees and corrupt individuals and hackers going directly into systems. It is much safer to buy something, and this is in the news, if you go read the industry publications, it's much safer to buy things off the web than it is to give somebody your credit card at a gas station. You know, somebody from Bangladesh who then makes a copy of your card number, faxes it to Bangladesh, and his brother then goes to, stealing your bank account. That is the majority of it. But again, the mainstream media won't tell you that. They're setting the net up for a fall, and they're openly announcing that they're going to do it. It is so dastardly, but they have to do it. They have to attempt to do it. The good news is the internet is so wildly popular and getting more popular by the day. And the old line media, I mean, When newspaper circulation is down the last, 9 years by 60%+ on average, TV viewership down by over 40% in the last 5 years, when they're losing all credibility, when new startup alternative news websites become bigger than major papers in just 12 months, and we see this happening every year now, they have to come in and regulate and try to shut it down. But the good news is there is such a force of people that now have a hunger for alternative information and the truth, that they're going to try to shut it down and try to restrict it, and they're going to have some success. But even the inventor of the internet in this BBC article says they will fail. The people, by their sheer mass, will knock down the firewalls, will knock down the gates, will get the alternative information. In fact, when they try to restrict it, that'll make it even hotter. So understand, you need to appreciate alternative information. This didn't come to you easy. This is hard, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and research, and danger that we have put ourselves in to bring you this. Please appreciate the information you get at PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com, and JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.net. Please appreciate it. And know that it is in grave danger. It is hurting the globalists grievously. They are in trouble. They are launching attacks on it now. I don't like to give them attention, but we have certified official government attacks weekly. Unbelievable stuff goes on. Unbelievable amounts of money have to be spent to countermand this and block it. But we don't care. We see that. as a sign and a signal of our effectiveness. And, of course, they're just probing and testing their own systems right now. They could out of hand shut us down any time they want, but it'll be too obvious. They have to do it through foils, through screens, through fencers, through these other operatives, but they will fail. And as the globalists try to shut the web down, it's going to rally people to fight for it, and that's a wake-up call in and of itself. Stay with us. More news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Some of your calls coming up later in this segment. Also, what's happening with Iran, the saber rattling really intensifying right now. More on the latest bird flu hysteria and hoaxing that's going on. We'll be covering it all. Just want to remind you, we've got a big 9/11 conference exposing that 9/11 is an inside job. The biggest of its kind coming up in downtown Los Angeles at the Sheraton on the 24th and 25th of June. Get your tickets now before they're gone. We're exactly a month away from this kicking off now, and the tickets are going quickly at InfoWars.com. We're going to have surprise guests there, Dylan Avery of Loose Change 2, with some new video he's going to be showing. My new film, Terror Storm, will debut there. Professor Stephen Jones, Professor Jim Fetzer, hero of 9/11, William Rodriguez, Jimmy Walter. We're going to have, of course, Webster Griffin Tarpley and many, many others coming up the 24th and 25th of June. You can get your tickets at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Before I get back into the news and your calls, I want to spend a few minutes with a great American. Again, here on this broadcast, we don't sell magical cures to cancer. We don't sell magical creams that'll make your cellulite go away. We don't sell the type of smoke and mirrors jokes. I'm into real things. I'm into credibility. I'm into facts. I relish giving you a good deal. I relish finding good deals. I enjoy being credible. And 2 years ago, Marty Schachter was already a sponsor on the Genesis Network, and he sent me a year's supply of soap. And my wife, who already buys organic soaps, which are very expensive, said, "How much is this stuff?" And I said, "It's 85% off what supermarkets are." And she goes, "This is better than the, you know, $8 a bottle organic stuff I buy, which is twice as much as the toxic chemical stuff. How is this so much cheaper than even the toxic stuff?" And it's been around since 1947, almost 60 years. Marty's father started it. Now Marty and his son run it. It's made in America. You save 85%. It's just like with the Big Berkeys. It's made in America, the best water filter. You can go read all the mainstream reviews, university reviews, and it's $100 cheaper on average than some Indian or Chinese knockoff. So you save money buying made in America, and it's better. But this is organic soap before you had to say it was organic. You know, back when stuff was just still organic. Totally organic. This is not a joke. The bars of soap smell so good that staff members were laughing at me. I'd get it out and smell it, and I had one in my car. We went out to Crawford late last year to cover Cindy Sheehan, and I was in the car driving along smelling a bar of it, and they were laughing at me, and they smelled it, and they said, "My gosh, it smells better than the best cologne." And it's the cherry oil, the almond oil. It's from plants, nuts, vegetables, and citrus. And they've got everything, and it's totally good, and you're nuts if you don't buy it. And you'll save money, and it's made in America, family-owned. And, of course, it's not on store shelves. I remember being in nicer hotels. In fact, Slickhuysen in the office pointed this out. He goes, "I've seen this in a nice hotel before." Hospitals, hotels for almost 60 years have been using this. Rich people use it. I know some rich people who are like, "Oh, yeah, I've known about that for years." So this is a big secret. I bet you money this is in the Rockefeller or the Mellon's house. And of course, they're paying almost nothing for it. All right, I've said enough. I got to go quick here. Marty, I just can't say enough about your product. And people are insane if they don't call and get a free catalog or call and get the $14 sampler pack.
Good to hear from you, Alex.
Good to have you on with us.
I got to tell you what happened yesterday. I got a website order from EJ in Oregon for a one-year supply, and a message on the order said, "Husband heard about your ad on the Alex Jones Show and ordered the sample monthly package. We liked it. The soap works great for our two-year-old daughter, who has extremely sensitive skin. Thanks for the wonderful, wonderful soap, Mrs. EJ." This is just an example of the many hundreds of great comments we are receiving.
Sounds like a B-2 bomber's landing. Marty,
they're landing right here in my backyard. Oh, my God.
Tell us about your company. Tell us about the different packages you offer.
Well, to start off, let me solve the high price of gas. We're paying $3.50 to $4 a gallon a year in Northern California. Now, 20% of your grocery store expense is for cleaning detergents. I can prove that. I got statistical evidence, which I could send out anywhere, anyhow. Now, if it's $100 a week for your food supply, 20% of that is going for cleaning detergents. Well, that's like $20 a week. We can cut this down to $3 a week. 52 weeks times $3 is $156. For delivering a one-year supply of all-natural, earth-friendly, triple-concentrated, pure soap.
It's a gigantic box for 156 smackers.
Yeah, that includes everything, freight, tax, whatever you have. One-fifth.
Well, I mean, I buy the groceries maybe once a month. My wife goes twice a week, you know, that is with the family. But literally, I've seen what it costs. When she gives me a list and there's all this food, I'd say I spend more in the past
than 20% on the chemicals, and now I buy nothing but organic, or try to, and it's got to be 40% until we started totally, I guess about a year ago, well, not totally, I'd say about 90% of the stuff we use is Calbin Pure soap. It has saved us so much money.
Well, the savings from $1,000 to $156 will more than cover the high price of gas plus everything else. So that's our deal, our one-year supply, which is a 65-pound box of triple-concentrated pure soaps that will, and we guarantee it, will last a family of four anywhere from 12 to 24 months.
Now, Marty, I've made the point that I'll lather myself up in the shower, and every once in a while I leave soap under my arms or between my legs or wherever, and horrible rash, burning, I'd have to go home, take a shower. But if I leave soap on myself with this, it doesn't hurt me. I mean, there's no animal products in this. There's no chemicals in this. What is in the bar soap? Why does it smell so good?
It's 20% coconut oil. This is the highest grade USP, which means United States pure, and 80% vegetable oils of all the safe vegetables blended together with a few drops of pure almond oil, and you've got a bar that will last five times longer than any bar in the marketplace. It's pure soap. We designed it originally for hospitals, for schools, for commercial enterprises, and this has been our business for over 50 years.
We also had the little dispensers you send with it, and we use the hand soap. What comes in the $14 pack, the sampler pack?
Oh, this is very, very generous. It's our loss leader. It's got four bars of our pure soap, 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated shampoo, 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream pure soap for hand wash of dishes, pots and pans, windows, floors, everything. It's got 18 ounces in a little jar of our triple concentrated laundry soap, not a detergent, a soap. A little tiny measuring scoop to measure out the soap, a book of instructions covering all the products and all the different uses of the products, all put together in a 9-inch by 11-inch tote bag, and then we put it in a box and we United Parcel to your door. It's $14 plus United Parcel delivered to your door. It's a bargain. It'll give you the taste of what we're talking about.
Marty, folks need to call you right now. They need to get the $14 sampler or at least get the free catalog. Believe me, folks, I only promote real things. This is such a great deal. You'll save money. It's non-toxic. We've got to start living our lives differently. And plus, you're not giving your money to the big chemical companies that are big oil, that are raping the living daylights out of everybody. Marty, give folks the toll-free number.
800-340-7091. Some people use one in front of the 800, but it's 1-800-340-7091.
1-800-340-7091 or CalbinPureSoap.com. Up on InfoWars.com, we've got a banner on the left-hand side over to CalbinPureSoap.com. Give Marty a call right now. Write it down. Husbands, write it down. Bring it home to your wife. Let her, get a free catalog, investigate it. 800-340-7091 or CalbinPureSoap.com. Marty, I really appreciate you joining us.
I thank you for your wonderful endorsements.
Oh, no. Listen, I only endorse what I heartily believe in, and I use your soap, and I love it. I love sticking it to the New World Order chemical companies. You take care, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. Folks, seriously, I believe in this, and it's awesome, and you need to have it. 800-340-7091 or CalvinPureSoap.com. Okay. Now, let me get into the news, then we'll go to some of your calls. The number is 1-800-259-9231. I spent about 20 minutes of the first half hour just on the attempt to shut down the Internet. That's how the globalists operate. They're monopoly men. They dominate markets. They come into already existing systems. They buy them up. They use government regulators to shut them down and to only allow you to purchase from them. And it's the same thing with the soap. Marty can't get his soap on store shelves. It's just a few big conglomerates. They dominate it. They do payoffs, incentives, whatever, to make sure you don't have access to this. This is how they operate. This is what they do. This is what they're all about. And it disgusts me to see this happening. And they do this on 100 times 100 fronts. That's, it's just like they're going after the gun manufacturers. They have trouble getting more gun laws passed. They've got federal government and others start funding lawsuits. The state government starts suing the gun manufacturers so you can't get your guns. I mean, how many gun companies? It's in the hundreds. We used to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more companies in Austin. Austin has doubled in the last 10 years. And there are, what, I was talking to a gun shop the other day, I think there are half the gun shops in Austin there were when we were 400,000 people. Now we're over 1 million metro, and there's half of them are gone. I said, more than half. Again, I'm getting off into other issues here. It's just, this is how they operate. It's like they're restricting the importation of ammunition right now, and it's causing a run on ammo. There's so many things that these monopoly men do, and this is how they control society. Speaking of the monopoly men, whether it's Tamiflu or whether it's Cipro for anthrax or whether it's a drug for SARS, it's always some fat cat in the Bush administration making the lion's share of the money. Well, Tamiflu, last time I checked, it made $5 billion extra in the last 8-9 months off the bird flu scare. They swore it would kill billions. Remember the headlines by this time? It hasn't happened. It's like 130 people now that they think may have died from the bird flu. Well, that's where flus come from, is birds, folks. Again, it's all this fear-mongering. And yesterday they come out and they say, oh, my gosh, Indonesia, 7 people dead, human-to-human bird flu. And within hours they had retracted it. No sign of bird flu mutation in the Indonesia case. World Health Organization states limited human-to-human transmission of bird flu might have occurred in an Indonesian family, but there is no evidence that the virus is mutated to allow it to pass easily among people, the World Health Organization said. Fears of human-to-human transmission pushed down European shares and boosted demand for safe haven bonds on Wednesday, lifting benchmark Bund futures to the highest level in more than 6 weeks. The dollar rose against the yen. That's a rarity. Concern has been growing that the case in North Sumatra, in which 7 family members from a village died this month, the case is the largest family cluster known to date, the WHO has reported. The WHO and Indonesian health officials are baffled over the source of the infection, but genetic sequencing has shown that H5N1 bird flu virus has not mutated, and the UN agency said on its website, WHO.int, on Tuesday, nor was there any sign of the virus spreading among other villagers. And, of course, it turns out these guys were raising chickens and geese right there on their property, living in it, breathing it. Continuing here, getting into Iran, and this is a report out of WorldNet Daily. Sources, Iran believes Israel to strike within the year. I think that's definitely very probable. I'd have to say 75% chance. Tehran planning retaliation against U.S. British interest. Can you believe it? The wickedness of the Iranians. They're saying if they get hit, and our government's saying they may use nukes, that they may fight back. I've never heard of just barbaric, vicious, evil, terroristic statements like this. Imagine if Russia said, we're going to attack you, we're going to hit you in the next 6 months, and if our government said, we will fight back. I would leave America. I would expatriate. I would roll around in the street flopping around screaming in shame that our government would dare say it would fight back. Wow, man. Woo! Man, these people are evil in Iran. Iran believes Israel will strike within the year. Iran estimates Israel will strike Tehran's nuclear facilities within a year and has been planning retaliatory strikes against Israel and America and British interest, according to senior Lebanese political sources. The sources, speaking to WorldNet Daily on condition of anonymity, said Iran believes Israel has been practicing raids in Iraq. Well, that's admitted. Our government has special forces there now. They said Tehran has held a series of meetings with leaders of Hezbollah terror group based along Lebanon's border with Israel about attacking the Jewish state in the event of any Israeli strike against Iran's nuclear sites. I just can't believe that Iran's actually talking about defending itself. This is unprecedented. I mean, that'd be like if we fought back against Hitler. It'd be horrible. The sources said, while Iran is expecting lone Israeli military action, Iranian intelligence estimates the Jewish state is coordinating a planned attack with the U.S. Well, of course. What will happen is the Israelis will hit 200 sites. Iran will shoot, fire cruise missiles into two different areas, blow up a bunch of ships. The globalists will have some PR firm showing people throwing babies out of incubators. And then they'll nuke Tehran and blow the whole place up, and there'll be celebrations in the streets as neocons roll around enjoying themselves. I talked to liquor store owners and pizza delivery people. I've talked to both, and they say that during attacks, it isn't 4th of July, it isn't New Year's, record pizza and liquor sales isn't the Super Bowl. It's the days before the attack and the attack, and these people think it's manly to sit there with giant pot bellies drinking aspartame-laced drinks, watching television, and literally getting off on buildings blowing up. And I've talked to them, too. They just turn them into a parking lot. Kill, I'm manly. Meanwhile, the government's stealing your pension funds, scamming you, going to put toll roads in to scam you, getting rid of our borders, destroying America. You're not part of the elite, Dumbo. You people stick George Bush or Bill Clinton or Al Gore or Hillary stickers on your cars. I see you driving around feeling like you're part of the system. You're a joke. You're a joke. You love being sappy and stupid. I was listening on my wife's XM radio. She's got it in her car last night. I was using her car because mine's in the shop. Oh, I'll tell you the story after the break. I'm going to take a few calls. Got a big guest coming up. And no, I'll just finish the story when we get back. And I was listening to this station. It's a station called America. And it is the worst propaganda I've ever heard in my life.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
Yesterday, at the end of the broadcast, I played a 2.5-minute clip of an Army Ranger talking about how they threaten to blow people's children's heads off in front of them. They do blow their heads off in Iraq in these houses. They fondle the women to get the men to answer questions. And this is all in White House memos, torturing children. We've gone over it. But, I mean, this is going on. And I do not support that. Do you understand? Supporting the military doesn't mean turning them into a bunch of pig Nazis. Okay? Simple. And I listened last night driving to the office, driving back home at like 2 a.m. I listened to a bunch of these songs. There was one I think called Thanks to You, and it sounded real good. You know, thanks to you, the troops. The heroes aren't on the stage. It's you. Oh, you're so good. Oh, America's so good. We're standing up for freedom. Oh, we have our freedoms because of this war. We do not have our freedoms because of this war. The people attacking Iraq and about to attack Iran are taking our freedoms and waging war against us and getting rid of our borders. Yeah, I said I'd go to your calls. I'll play this clip when our guest is on with us in the next hour. I promise to go to calls. We'll play it later. And I'm also getting the song, Thanks to You, if I can find it. I think that's the name of it. Bob in Nevada, then Scott, Ron, and others. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. Hello, Alex. I have a question. I have a ton of stuff. I just returned from South America, but I really have a question I really want to see if you have any information on. I've been reading the Jeff Rentsch website for years now, and I've read various articles about now that our deficit's going like crazy intentionally. The government, there's a law that says the government can take all the assets of American citizens to pay off a foreign debt.
Yeah, no, sir. We are pledged. The national parks, our pensions, our taxes, we are pledged, sir. That is official.
Our homes, everything.
It's in the executive orders. It's in the loan guarantees. It's in it all.
And they have been signing agreements. I have moved most of my...
Sir, what's happened is the foreign countries are holding dollars. That's why the Chinese and the Iranians and the, not mainly the Iranians, the folks in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, that's why they're buying everything up, sir.
Well, I moved the most of my, my money into European banks because I knew the dollar was going down, but I understand the government has signed agreements with foreign countries.
Yes.
Including the Czech Republic, they just did.
Yes, they've signed agreements to take your money back. They've signed agreements to take your money out of those countries.
And any concept that anything you could do, the only thing they say, there's no agreement with Russia, but that's about it.
They've also steamrolled agreements with Switzerland. That happened 2 years ago. That's unprecedented. They have steamrolled agreements with Spain, with the Caribbean nations. There is basically nowhere to hide your money but in precious metals or in real estate, and they can still take that.
Yeah, precious metals, you can't move with it. You can't go across the border with it. With gold.
Well, you can't get across the border with your house, and your money isn't safe in the banks.
No, that's right. And the money I've moved, but, I mean... they
welcome to slavery, sir. The best thing you can have, the most valuable thing you can have is friends and family you can trust and skills like dentistry, carpentry, barber, all the skills they can't take from you, sir.
I don't have any of that, and all my relatives still tend to trust Bush. It's pathetic.
Well, good for them. They're going to get financially destroyed. I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah.
So they can go down with the Titanic.
By the way, in Brazil, I talked to someone who told me that in 1964 there was a plot to blow up the tank farm on the inner side of Rio, and it would have gone through except for one of the military who was going to do it squealed, and the whole thing was planned and backed by the CIA, and everybody in Brazil heard about it.
Well, sir, the CIA has overthrown over 50 countries,
and
their favorite tactic is to carry out terror attacks and blame it on their enemies.
Yeah, we're going to blame it on the communists, but this fits right in with the North Woods and all those.
I know. I got a break. I got to end this hour. Thank you. We'll be right back. Good caller.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.